This is a podcast by the Positive Psychology People.
Embracing simplicity in our life. Do you sometimes feel like we live in a world where more equals better? More money, more clothes, more gadgets, more productivity, more growth. It seems like a big part of our life is in fast-forward modus. We find ourselves entangled in the web of constant notifications, hectic schedules, and the pressure to keep up with the ever-increasing pace of life. We're all very busy, and many people perceive being busy as being successful. But is that true? Personally, the older I get, the more I feel a need to slow down and embrace simplicity. And I think I'm not alone. I can see that more and more people see the art of slowing down as a necessity, not just a luxury. Research shows that if you go too fast, you overload your cognitive abilities, and then they degrade. One of the leading experts on this topic, Chi Claxton, analyzed what happens to a person's focus if they engage in deliberately slow practices like yoga and mindfulness. And it's very clear in this. Slowness nurtures attention. Speed shatters it. So how can we create simplicity in our lives and savor the beauty of a slower, more deliberate existence? Here are some things that worked for me. First, disconnect to reconnect. In a world dominated by smartphones and social media, taking a break from screens can be incredibly rejuvenating. I discovered the focus button on my phone, and it turned out to be very helpful to designate specific times during the day and especially in the evening to disconnect from my device. Instead, I choose to read a book, take a walk, or simply sit in silence and observe my surroundings. This intentional disconnection can open the door to a more profound connection with yourself and your loved ones. Secondly, identify the essential. When we stop, pause, and reflect on what really matters in our life, it's much easier to say no to tasks and events that don't contribute positively to our life. Focusing on what truly resonates with my values helped me to simplify my life and create space for what truly matters. Thirdly, practice mindfulness. I must admit, in the beginning of this year, I postponed my mindfulness sessions because I was too busy. Health issues then forced me to slow down, and I rediscovered the value of incorporating mindfulness again in my life. I started with short sessions, and I'm slowly building them up again. And yes, again, the research shows clearly it improves focus and calmness and reduces stress and anxiety. And then fourthly, embrace slow living. Slow living is about savoring the simple things and appreciating quality over quantity. Activities like gardening, cooking new dishes, painting, they have allowed me to reduce my stress and be more mindful. We all know the saying, less is more, a phrase adopted by minimalist architect Ludwig Mies van der Rohe. And it might be a cliche, but I think it's true. Focusing on fewer tasks and having less in the way can give us more time and more freedom in our lives. And having more time causes less stress and frustration. A technique that has been very helpful for me is using the question, do I have to do this now? And then change the emphasis in the question, do I have to do this now? Do I have to do this now? Do I have to do this now? And it turns out, most of the time, I don't have to do it now. I also learned that in a world that glorifies speed and constant activity, slowing down and embracing simplicity is simply an act of self-care. It's about reclaiming your time, energy, and attention for the things that truly matter. It also makes your life more meaningful and fulfilling. So take a deep breath, step back, and savor the beauty of a slower, simpler life. You deserve it.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and comment. Visit our website at thepositivepsychologypeople.com and connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. The Positive Psychology People is dedicated to sharing the evidence-based science of what makes a life worth living. Please share this episode with friends or family or anyone you think might find it valuable. Thank you for your support.